CubeSat spacecraft inspired his selection as recipient of the Technical Excellence Award at Dayton Hamvention in 1993. He had been a ham since 1972. A memorial service is planned for Dick in Florida on June 4th. He was 94. In South Africa, 48 new ham radio operators are celebrating passage of the radio amateur examination that they took in May, administered by the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa. The RAE, as it is known, has only given exams twice a year. According to various news reports, while 48 candidates passed the exam, five others did not. The next exam is not scheduled until November. In one region of Ohio, a 50-year-old traffic net is celebrating its years of uninterrupted service to the community. We have those details from Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
No one can physically see this devoted community, but its presence has been felt strongly throughout the Cleveland and North Central Ohio region for a half century. The Burning River Traffic Net is still passing important traffic as it has done since its founding in 1975 as a two-meter simplex net to deliver messages to recipients who lived outside the local telephone exchange, constituting a long-distance call at the time. Those messages include health and welfare updates, congratulations, emergencies, and simple greetings. The net has since become a repeater base and meets every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday at 9:30 p.m. local time. Members are called up on an as-needed basis on other days. The Burning River Traffic Net is about to become visible and meet the community it has served for so long. The net, which is part of the ARRL's national traffic system, is inviting all hams and anyone interested in learning more about the net to be part of their anniversary celebration. It's being held on the 21st of June at the Lorain County Metroparks Duck Pond Picnic Area Pavilion at 1 p.m. local time. Net manager Keith Cook, KD8GXL, said, quote, "This is more than just a celebration of the past. It's an opportunity to look forward to the next 50 years," end quote. This is Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
With this week's report, Amateur Radio Newsline presents its final Newsmaker of the Year award and introduces a new award to reflect changing times. Newsline's editor Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, has the details.
In 2019, Newsline introduced its Newsmaker of the Year Award in recognition of deserving amateurs who raised the profile of ham radio.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GBK.